Thanks for downloading this podcast from Burghead Free Church in Moray, Scotland. We exist to know Jesus and make Jesus known. Our vision is to grow to be a vibrant all-age church of 100 disciples. Find out more at burgheadfreechurch.org. Hi folks, welcome to our midweek Bible talk. This talk will form part of our midweek prayer meeting on Wednesday evenings, which happens on Zoom. But for those who can't be there, here it is. We're looking at the book of Titus, and I'm going to read from Titus chapter 2, verse 1. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderous or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage your young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them, not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Saviour attractive. For the grace of God has appeared, that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness, and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These then are the things you should teach. Encourage and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle towards everyone. We have a whole load of shampoo bottles beside the bath, and there are so many of them, sometimes they all get knocked over, and sometimes you grab one to stop it falling, and of course you end up squeezing it and whatever's inside it goes everywhere. I was bathing the dog today and I got covered in all sorts of stuff. It's true, isn't it? If you want to know what's in a bottle, you squeeze it. And often if you want to know what's inside our hearts, well, you give us a squeeze too. Not literally, of course, but you put us under pressure. So often, when we're under pressure of one kind or another, all sorts of things come out of us. All sorts of sinful things come out of us that we didn't think were in our hearts, but there they were. And the pressure, as it were, squeezed them out of us. Well, Titus, to whom this letter was written, was a man under pressure. He'd been left by Paul on Crete to establish the church there and to play a role in leadership. But it wasn't an easy place to be left. Chapter 1, verse 10 says that there were many rebellious people full of meaningless talk in that church. Perish the thought that there'd be those in churches. But there they were. And more than that, he also says, chapter 1, verse 12, that Cretans are liars, evil brutes, and lazy gluttons. And Paul says that's true. So that's the environment in which young Titus is trying to be a church leader. He's under pressure. We, of course, are under pressure as well at the moment. And this is maybe a week where people feel worn down by the months of pressure that we've felt. And of course, we've headed into a new lockdown. People are worried all over again about their jobs, about their livelihoods, about their children, about their mental health, about all sorts of things. These pressures pile in upon us. And the temptation, I know this in myself, The temptation is when that pressure squeezes in on us. Well then, we let our sins rip. Out of us comes all kinds of sin. And Paul wants to counsel Titus how to respond in that kind of situation. And he starts by listing, in the reading we had, listing different groups of people. Older men, older women, younger men, slaves, and so on. And to show them the kind of temptations which are likely to come to them in the different roles in life that they have. Of course, even within those groups, every individual is unique. We're all tempted to sin in particular and unique ways. So Paul says, in a time of pressure, we need to be aware of our unique sins and temptations. So, for example, I flatter myself to consider that I'm still a young man, but if I'm still a young man, I need to be careful to be self-controlled. Why? Well, we all know the remit of young men so often is not to be self-controlled. So in a time of pressure, it's good to reflect and ask yourself the question, what unique sins are before you? What unique temptations do you have? We need to be aware of all of these in a time of pressure. Number two, though, we also need to be aware of the gospel. You might think that sounds great, and of course it does. When we look at our hearts, when pressure squeezes us, we see the sin that comes out. We're more aware of our sin, and therefore we should be more aware than ever of our need for the gospel. And the glorious good news is there in verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. Wonderful news. There is salvation. There is forgiveness from your sins. And if you're under any doubt about what kind of salvation is, later on in chapter 3, Paul, the author, expands. He says, chapter 3, verse 4, when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. In other words, we're not saved by good things we do. In fact, we need saved from the bad things we have done. It's Jesus who comes through his obedience in life, through his death on the cross. He freely offers us salvation as a gift. We need to be aware of the gospel, but it doesn't end there. We need to be aware that the gospel that saves us is also the gospel that changes us. That's how he goes on. Verse 11, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. But then there's verse 12. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age. The gospel that saves is also the gospel that changes us. It teaches us. How does it do that? Well, first and foremost, it teaches us that by showing us our sin. Before we knew Christ, we lived in denial about our sin and about its seriousness before God. And of course, you know that in the Christian life, we don't stop discovering our sin. In fact, if anything, as we slowly but surely become more like Christ, the sin that we have becomes more and more visible to us. The gospel changes us by showing us our sin. It shows us, therefore, the need for godly transformation and for self-control. Of course, the gospel also presents us Jesus, who is, yes, of course, our saviour, but he's also the great example of what it means to live a godly life. And more than that, God gives us his spirit. That's what the Apostle Paul says in chapter 3, saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Those who are saved by the gospel are changed by the gospel, because in the gospel we are given God's spirit to live in us, and he works in our hearts to change us. The gospel that saves is the gospel that changes. Be aware as well. So we've had be aware of your unique sins and temptations. We've had be aware that the gospel that saves also changes. Thirdly, be aware that as we do all of this, hope is on the way. That's verse 13. We do all of this We are transformed in this life now as, verse 13, as we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We've learned a lot about hope, haven't we, in these last months? There's the great hope of a vaccine. Friends, there is a much greater hope than that on the horizon, the hope of the appearing of Jesus Christ. We've learned what it is to struggle while we wait for a vaccine. Well, maybe that's something of a picture of the Christian life. We are to struggle to follow Christ, to be transformed in the power of his Spirit. And all of that will one day be made perfect when Christ returns. Be aware of the unique sins and temptations you have. Be aware that the gospel saves, but also changes. Be aware that hope is coming. And also, if I can just add one more, be aware. Be aware we need to obey the authorities. Now, that might sound a very strange thing to say at the end of this list of things to be aware of. But as we head into chapter 3, Paul has been speaking, you remember, about possible sins and temptations which will come to us. And he knows that in this context, here's a group of people who are living under hostile rule, authorities who are not pleased with the church, authorities indeed who are opposed to the church, much more so than we have have experienced today. But he says to them, chapter 3, verse 1, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good. Maybe for the first time in 2020 and now in 2021, we're learning that submitting to the authorities is not easy. It's not always what we want to do. We've just been told again that the doors of churches must close. And I feel bitterly, bitterly disappointed by that. And I'm sure many of you do as well. There's an instinct in us that wants to kick against it. Now, hear me clearly here. There is a time for protest, for conscientious objection. But it's notable that Paul wrote this letter to Titus when the people on the island of Crete were living under oppressive Roman rule, where the state really was anti-church, anti-Christian, where to be a Christian could get you locked up or worse. And even in that context, Paul's general instruction was to obey authorities. There's a unique temptation that perhaps we've just begun to taste here. There's a temptation to kick against it. There's a temptation to want to rebel. But I think we're right to follow Paul's instruction to be good and godly citizens, to do whatever is good. And as we want to see this virus repressed in time for vaccines to be delivered, we do want to be good citizens who love our neighbour by playing our part in suppressing the spread of the virus. So folks, at the beginning of this year and in the middle of this week, there are four things to be aware of. Be aware of the unique sins and temptations you face. Be aware the gospel saves, but also changes. Be aware hope is coming. And be aware of the need to submit to ruling authorities. Every blessing. We'll see you soon.
Thanks again for listening. Please feel free to share this podcast. And if you'd like to be up to date with each week's talk, why not search Birkhead Free Church on your favourite podcast app and hit the subscribe button. For more information, go to birkheadfreechurch.org.